All right. Welcome in. Toilets to Titles, episode number 74. We are live here at Canton. The gang is all here. We are no longer on separate cameras, separate microphones. We are here. To me, my main man, Justin Stevens at JustinFF underscore. My guy over here, Rich Gonzalez at R. What's your
name? Gonzalez RM.
Gonzalez RM. That's it. And I'm at Coach Sheps. All right, and we are here. We're in Canton, Ohio, site of the 2021 Fantasy Football Expo, which I know we got draft night out coming out on tomorrow. I'm going to spend some time at the Hall of Fame. The expo's on Sunday. We got a lot of good stuff going on out here. We figured we just got here about an hour ago. All right, we all came from pretty far away. I was about 7 hours. Rich over here was 14.
Four and then an additional four.
Four and a half. So, we stepped down every way. I was right in the middle. But we're in this nice house here. We're hanging out. We're chilling. And nothing better than doing this thing together.
Do a show.
Yes, sir. So, Rich, how was your drive, man?
The 10-hour drive just to get to caught up with Justin, it was smooth, easy. Got to listen a little bit of music to jamming on the way up here. So, and then the drive with Justin. That was a very interesting one.
Yeah. Did you guys listen to any trifocal football?
Oh, no. No, we didn't listen to anything. We were our own entertainment.
That's trifocal football. That was a plug. It was my old show when I was alone. I figured these guys, maybe they put that on because they wanted to act like I was in the car with them. But all right, so what was your in-car entertainment like?
I was getting a little about my background history and stuff like that, and then trying to make sure that we didn't get lost. So we did get lost briefly.
Okay.
Yeah, Columbus got a little tricky.
Columbus, okay. I had a problem. I was right by an exit. My wife called, and I missed the exit. That was my only hiccup. But luckily, there was another one, like, very close. So it wasn't too bad. But anyway, enough about the trip out here. Let's talk some football. I want to let everybody know the ways you can listen to the show. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube. We're on Podbean. We're on Spotify. We have two pages on Facebook, Toilets, Titles, and When a Family Breaks. Please. However you're listening to us, it would be greatly appreciated. Go to YouTube, subscribe, hit that bell so you get alerted every single time we go live. Tune in live. Go through a few of our episodes. Hit the like button. Throw some comments. All of that is greatly appreciated. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please throw us a 5-star review. What's up, Matt? Matt's jelly. We're going to get you out here soon. If you're listening at home, it's great radio because you don't even know what we're talking about. Matt's in the chat coming at us live. Matt, we're here. You're in that spot right there. That's reserved for you, Matt. All right? No one's taking that spot, I promise. All right? But if you have Apple Podcasts, please, 5-star review. Help us grow. Help us get out to all the listeners because we're really working. We got a new website, toiletsatitles.com. We're very excited about that. Go check that out. Check out some of our articles. We've been working, putting in some content. Rich, did you have something come out recently?
Yeah, I recently had an article about prop bets on QBs and going to have some more coming out, running backs and receivers.
Speaking of prop bets, in season on what, Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights,
dollars to deuces. All right, Rich, Nate, every Wednesday night. So after this weekend, we're going to have a little graphic coming out letting you guys know what our YouTube schedule is going to be in season. We're going to have a lot of content. We have at least 4 weekly YouTube shows. All right, we're going to have a Sunday morning call-in show with Mike. If you're familiar with the Blitz, Alex is going to be on there. Joe's going to be on there. Joe's going to do a weekly recap on Wednesdays. Regular Toilets Title show is going to be on Tuesdays. So we're going to be action-packed and rich. So he's got the prop bets, man. Go check that out. And then he's going to be doing dollars to deuces where they're going to tell you what bets to play. So I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe I'll do like a weekly DFS show. I don't know, like a 15-20 minute thing. But all right, I should do that. Thank you, Justin. We have Patreon, all right? We have 3 tiers of Patreon support. This is another way you can help us out. Tier 1 is $3 per month. Get you into the group chat, Toilets and Titles, which is going to be on Discord. Tier 2 is $5 per month. It gets you early access to our in-season waiver wire episodes. We're working that out now. Get you into Frankenstein next year. Get you into the group chat on Discord. Tier 3 is $10 per month. It gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody. It could be anybody here or somebody who could be sitting in that chair at some point. Who knows? All right? It also gets you free entry into Frankenstein next year. Get you into the group chat and get you early access to the waiver wire episodes. So if you want to help us out, patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. And go ahead and do that for us. So with that, with the Patreon being
Who's that?
We got a knock at the door. What's going on here?
Is it the pizza?
Might be the pizza. I don't know.
Hey!
What is it?
We have a guest.
Oh, we got a guest. When you're in person, you don't bring in guests by clicking a button. You bring in a guest. The guest just showed
That's
up.
Right. You're Uncle not going Steve. To no Fantasy Expo without me.
Uncle Steve's on the couch. The gang's all here. Toilets the titles. Now we can really get this party started.
Let's get it going.
All right.
I'm ready for this.
I'm excited to have you, everybody. If you've heard Justin talk about Uncle Steve, I believe we've had you on like at least two times now.
I think, yeah, this is third right now.
All right, so you were on the Colts episode, Justin's offseason breakdowns, and you're on a mock.
Yes.
Mock draft.
Right.
So now he's here with us to talk about 2021 and things we're excited about. And you had a fancy road trip together. This is the gang, so I kind of feel on the outside. My son's in there watching Monsters, Inc. He was my road trip partner, but these guys were probably gossiping the whole way, and I missed out on all that. So
maybe I saved them from getting lost in Columbus, by the way. This guy tried to get school a different way after he went the wrong way.
It's the Raiders, man. He was probably trying
Betsy
to go.
Betsy driving.
He was trying to go pillage somewhere. Like a true Raider. He saw an exit, and he said, wow, this town looks weak. Let's go steal their stuff. Yes. Very true.
Columbus does not look very weak.
That's right. He detoured. All right, the show. I think we're ready to get this show started. We got the Patreon wrapped up. We got another knock at the door.
Again.
Who could it be? Who could it be now? Is it the police?
Hey, we got the police.
Is it the police?
You guys forgot to take me off the DM. And I know where you're at.
And look who it is. It's Joshua from FusionFFB.com. We got another guest. We're here in Canton. The guests keep showing up. Luckily, we have a perfect spot for you right there. Joshua, how's it going, man?
Great, great. I had a good drive. I think I had an easier drive than some of you guys, at least Richard.
How long was your drive?
6 hours.
Six. So 6, 7, 4, 14. So you drew the long straw, my friend.
Hey, I would have done it for you guys anytime.
Man, look at this. We got Matt's in here. He took my seat. I'll give it up for him. We'll see. Don't worry. There's more. Who knows? Maybe we'll have more guests.
Just
I don't
keep
know.
An arm for you, Matt.
Joe, this feels like Seinfeld. we're just cut, man. So we just got people keep showing up. Maybe Kramer will walk through the door.
No, that's Kramer right there.
All right, guys. So tonight's episode, we want to talk about things we're excited about in 2021. We're here in Canton again for the Fantasy Football Expo. We got a few exciting things going on this weekend, something we've really been looking forward to. So I figure let's keep it high. Let's talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about things we're looking forward to. So 2021, I'm going to start this off. One of the things I'm really looking forward to is this was at the bottom of my list. You guys have seen my list. I put it on the show notes. I'm looking forward to seeing whether or not the number change, the fact that like wide receivers can wear single digit numbers and linebackers can wear single digit numbers. I'm looking forward. So I don't know. I think I abused this looking forward to, because this isn't necessarily a positive thing, because I'm not sure if I'm going to like it. I'm looking forward to figuring out whether or not I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
It's going to be chaos, because I already saw in preseason in camp, I mean, there was that clip of Rashad Bateman burning a defender, and people were like, oh, it's just some linebacker. It's not bad. And then people were like, no, that's Marlon Humphrey.
Right. I don't know. I feel like if you're – like you ever see every now and then in college, there's a D lineman who wears like a single digit. And you're like, that's a bad man. You know, they don't just hand that out. Right. I feel like that's how it should be in the NFL. Like you should earn that single. Like Jalen Smith took 9.
Yeah, that's just going to say that. I was watching that the other day, and it just looked odd. No. It looked odd.
Jalen Smith, don't get me started. he's completely tone deaf, but I don't know. I feel like you need to earn, because it's like swag, and I don't feel like he's necessarily earned it. Now, Micah Parsons, on the other hand, number 11, I think it looks good on him. Kenneth Murray in the Chargers. I know you're not a Chargers fan. You like the Raiders, but Kenneth Murray's wearing 9. That looks good. He's a bad man. Anybody, you guys know, change numbers that you're interested in. It doesn't really matter.
No.
I haven't seen too many games yet, actually, so we'll know more after this weekend.
I'm a superficial person, so looks matter to me, all right? So that's it. Justin, why don't you tell us something?
Yeah, he still loves us.
Why don't you tell me something you're looking forward to this season, Justin?
So I kind of forgot because, the most important thing I'm looking forward to to chicken wings, NFL red zone, fantasy football, beer, chicken wings.
I said chicken wings twice.
I know.
Rich can count.
He's really looking forward to it.
And I'm just looking forward to football. It's back, baby. It's back. And we have more to talk about on the show. We have other avenues that we're able to give out to you guys, the listeners. So I'm just looking forward to it finally being here. It's been a long off season. We've worked hard this off season as a team, and and we deserve to have the break of Sundays to just watch football. So yeah, that's my biggest thing I'm looking forward to.
Speaking of working hard, how bizarre is it? How far we've come in a year, how much we've grown in a year, and now we're all sitting here at an event coming at you live. So clearly this isn't something we're going to do every week or maybe even once a year. Like, we don't even know if that's going to happen. But the fact that it's been roughly over a year, we've grown so much, and here we are, it's pretty exciting stuff. So, but yeah, man, I can't wait for the football season. I'm driving out here. Fall is on the mind. Like, yesterday I was running around in the field doing some work with some friends of mine, and something about grass in August. Like, the grass smell changes, in August. Like, it reminds me of growing up and playing football, because I remember my cousins would still be partying and swimming in their pools and doing stuff during the weekend. I couldn't, because that's when football practice started. And just that smell of the grass reminds me of that. But, all right, Joshua, what's something you're looking forward to this season?
Well, I'm going to start my first one similar to Justin. I'm looking forward to just binging football. I know people maybe on Twitter and other places talk about how, you should put your fantasy away and just enjoy the game. No, I like sitting there. I sit there and I watch my scores. I watch every play. I watch Red Zone. I'm binging the fantasy points of football. I want it all.
I got a tablet. So on the TV, I got the Cowboys. Like, the Cowboys are on the TV. I don't like watching football with people. Like, if I have like one or two friends, like, you know, I'll watch it with them, but I don't like watching it with people. Like, I want to watch it alone. So I got the Cowboys. Like, maybe my son, Emmett, who's in the other room right now, he can be there with me. I got the Cowboys on, and then I got Red Zone on the computer, and then I got, like, another game I'm interested in on the tablet, and like, I'm surrounded by it. So I'm completely with you. I can't – it's like, I don't feel like I'm squeezing all the fruit or the juice out of the fruit if I'm not keeping track of my –
That's part of the fun. Yeah. That's why we do it.
Especially when you're losing and you're pissed, but then you come back. It wouldn't have been like that roller coaster of emotions. You wouldn't have witnessed or experienced if you didn't get the track at all.
Now, just enjoying the purity of the game itself and just watching the game is all great, and the reason why you get the NFL Game Pass, so you can go back and watch it later after your fantasy games are done.
Now, here's a topic.
Then you can enjoy that six-touchdown game that went against you in fantasy when you didn't enjoy it.
Right.
You can go back and appreciate it.
Oh, Davante Adams crushed me last year. I had him. He helped me, but then I played a team. I had a team that had no business going to the playoffs, and I made it. And then I beat everybody and went to the championship. And I played again, and I think I had Kamara. And I think it was – and he had a monster game. But my opponent had Rodgers and Adams, and they played Sunday night that week. It was either Sunday night or Monday night. It was after Kamara played. And, like, going into that game, I was like, there's no chance I lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they crushed me. So, you know, ebbs and flows, man. Mm-hmm. Ups and downs. But I don't know what I was – I was going to say something about whatever. Let's move on. Rich, what's something you're looking forward to this season?
Raiders. Improved defense.
Surprise.
Improved defense with everybody brought in and stuff like that. And I just want to see the growth of the receivers. The growth of the receivers is what's going to determine on how far we go this year. I'm excited, man. I just freaking want to see Henry Ruggs. I want to see AKA Randy Moss, Brian Edwards going up for those jump balls like we've been seeing in preseason, some of these preseason highlights and everything. So That's my main focus.
Right. So the Raiders are going to run a 4-2-5 defense this year with five safeties, because I think they drafted four safeties this year. They drafted Jonathan Abram, I think, in the first or second 2 years ago. And I think they brought back Carl Joseph, who they drafted in the first round.
They did.
Like
they
5 years ago. They got Divine Diablo. They got Trayvon Mulrig.
I want that jersey.
Man, Diablo, yeah. That's a great Raider name. I'm excited
that's
for him.
A great football
but I think he's going to get buried. He's going to be buried on that depth chart. But what I was going to say before when I lost my train of thought was, speaking of fantasy and speaking of enjoying the game, people say, like, they put their fantasy football team before their professional team. Like, I could never.
No.
Like, I would give up every single game of every single fantasy team I have for the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's probably not enough.
Even during the draft, my draft can be affected by me being.
The door's over there, Steve.
Yeah, sometimes I'll even sacrifice a pick in my draft just to get a Colts player to help me enjoy the games a little bit more. So,
all right, so we all pretty much agree. Rich, you're shaking your head, though.
Well, I mean.
Well, he's a Raider fan. What does he really have to
look at? But that goes completely against narrative of what I speak of Rich.
No, I watch the Raider games. I always have Raiders on my thing, and I have Red Zone on the TV and stuff like that because I got to be watching both because. Look, the whole point about fantasy football and stuff like that, I love watching Raider games, but it makes it so much more interesting to watch every little thing that happens and everything. And that's what makes it I just love watching it when I'm watching everything and stuff like that. And then when you got like 18 fantasy teams that you're trying to keep up with and everything, you want to see everything that freaking happens and stuff like that. So, look, I watch the Raider games. I got it on my – but I got to watch everything. I want to make sure I see everything. And I always make sure I have someone on each one of my teams. I have either Carr, Waller, just pepper those two, maybe Jacobs in there a little bit. So, yeah.
So you don't win much, Jim.
Carr's everywhere, man.
So, listen. So, you know, I think on top of that, you throw in when you start to play IDP. You know, so if you think, you know, playing fantasy and having the Red Zone on is exciting – when you start to play IDP, if you're somebody out there who does it, now you got guys on both sides of the ball. So when it's Thursday night and say, like, there's two teams you could care less about, like, let's say the Jets play the Bengals. And, you know, the Bengals are changing now. So maybe that's not, you know, maybe this is an old take. So excuse me, but insert any team that you're not interested in. When those two teams are playing, if you have somebody playing on offense, like, now you have a dog on every fight. You got somebody on the defense. Like, it's drawing you to the game. So I suggest IDP. And I know we had a few comments on there. Joe Rachi said that, you know, last year it seems like there were tons of more bad beats that came down to the wire, you know, than historically. And, you know, I definitely had a fair share of them. But then I had a very good beat. DFS, DraftKings, I hit for like $5,000 on Alvin Kamara 1 week. Like, they had no business giving him the football, and I was in great shape. And all I wanted to do was win, like, $500 going into that game. And it was, like, 10th place was $500. But then it was significantly more every point after that. And then there was, like, 10 minutes left, and I'm in fifth place. And third place is, like, 20 points away, and he hits that. And then now they're up by a touchdown. The other team has the ball. And even if they get the ball back, I'm thinking then they'll just run the clock out. They got the ball back, and they scored, and he scored to go up 12. It was phenomenal.
And meanwhile, I'm trying to watch the game, and I keep getting play-by-play from John on his DFS. So that made that game even more enjoyable. So I'm sitting here rooting for my boy to win thousands of dollars. So, yeah.
DFS.
It's pretty incredible.
We're going to be coming at you. Toilet's title is DFS. I'm going to do a show this year. All right, Uncle Steve, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, you're just going
to
slide that in there like it's not big news. That's awesome. You have a very successful DFS winner here, and he's bringing you a show once a week this season. So that's just for you guys.
Just for you guys. Uncle Steve.
Well, of course, you know, first time I was on this show, it was all talking about the Colts. So obviously I'm a Colts fan. That's what I'm looking forward to. And in particular, rumor has it, we got this young receiver that's coming on named Michael Strahan. How you say his last name?
Oh, you're Strahan.
Strahan. And they are talking a lot about him in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan.
Strahan. Yes.
Yes.
Are you guys?
And this
are,
is what
are,
I kind of
like. Is this an inside joke?
No, nope, not at all. Not at all.
No.
And take a look Ray at my dynasty leagues. I already have him. And
so Michael Strahan's is a real person,
and he's like one of those stories, like a remember Marcus Colston come from nowhere to
superstar.
Come nowhere to superstar. It's kind of like this guy is, and I'm pretty excited about what they're saying and where they might be going with him.
All right.
So just so you know, like I forget where it was I read it, but somebody was, and it might have been a little bit of hyperbole. I'm not sure, but they were talking about how if you found the biggest wide receiver in the draft, you found the fastest wide receiver in the draft, you found the one that could catch the ball the best as far as his catch radius goes, and the one that could run the best routes, and the one that's most likely to be ready for the NFL, you found this guy.
Stop.
I'm telling you. And I have him in a lot of my dynasty leagues just to prove it.
What round was he drafted?
Like six, I think, or seven.
Yeah, it was late.
And he was that good.
He's proven.
Because he went to such a small school.
Where'd he go? Do you know?
I'm trying to look.
We're going to find out where Michael Strahan, who I kind of think is a
Actually, they were talking about him on ESPN a couple mornings ago.
All right. I don't know if Uncle Steve's messing with
him. Nah. Not now. Not at this time, anyway.
Okay. All right. While Justin looks this up, let's get into some more real football. I'm looking forward to LaVisca Chenault and Trevor Lawrence. I'm looking forward to Chenault breaking out in year two. He's an alpha wide receiver. He's a dude. I think LaVisca Chenault is going to be a household name after this season. I think he's I'm not worried about DJ Chark. DJ Chark's good, but I think that he's going to be the two there. I think Visca is just going to blow the top off of defenses, short routes. He's like a running back. He reminds me a lot of Dez. I don't think he has the hands that Dez has or the high point ability that Dez has, but I do think he's a little bit better after the catch. And I think he's a little more fast vertically. So, you know, he balances it out. But I'm just really excited to see him because if you watch his, like, not his last year at Colorado, the year prior to the year he left Colorado, some of his film, like his highlight film, was phenomenal. I think we're going to have a year like that from LaVisca Chenault. Anybody have any thoughts on Chenault and Lawrence?
Are you for sure Lawrence is starting?
Yeah.
At some point, I mean, yes, but also at some point it'll.
At some point, yeah, but I don't know right away.
Well, all right, Joshua, what is another thing you're looking forward to this season?
Well, kind of my big take all offseason has been that Lamar Jackson has been way discounted, and he needed a real wide receiver. I mean, this is going back to March. And then, lo and behold, they draft who was my favorite wide receiver in the draft. Obviously still behind Jamar Chase, but Rashad Bateman was my number two, and they pair him with Lamar. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how that works out. I just picked up another share of Bateman and another draft. And we had a late rookie draft. I just got another one. Now, I know he's hurt. He did get a surgery this past week with the sports hernia, grade one or two. So you're looking at anywhere from a week to like 4 or 5 weeks. So he's going to probably be around by October. So he might get a bit of a late start. But I'm looking forward to this is long run. This is, you know, I'm not looking for him to be Lamar Jackson's Stephon Diggs, you know, week five. But I think he's going to come along. By the end of the season, he's going to come up big for teams in the playoffs, in fantasy.
And this is totally on brand, too. He was saying that long before the NFL draft that Lamar Jackson and that offense was one big wide receiver away. You can check him out on @generally_aware on Twitter. It's in his history. He was posting about it. And it was Michael Strahan out of Charleston in the seventh round. And the reason he went kind of undetected, the biggest reason, other than the fact that it's a small school, his last year in college was canceled due to COVID. So, like, he didn't even play football last year. So,
and it also kind of sounds like a made-up name. So people who were drafting him could have been like, this isn't a real person.
It's a typo.
Yeah, it's a made-up name.
Like the guy that won mayor in Minnesota one year that didn't even exist.
Yeah, like it sounds like a prank. So Michael Strahan with the Strachan.
Strachan.
Yep, I apologize for saying you have a fake name. You're clearly real.
And we want you on the show.
Yeah. Tylan Wallace, though. What do you think about Tylan Wallace? I like Tylan.
I like him, but.
But, like, in the interim. Until Bateman, you know, I think it's great for his growth. I think he's going to get an opportunity to be, you know, I'm not really concerned about Sammy Watkins. I think it's going to be Bateman and then Tylan. But I think if Tylan does well, that'll be good for Bateman because it should take pressure off of Bateman when he comes back.
Yeah, I think he's still behind Sammy Watkins, though. He's more in that role, replacing Miles Boykin because he's clearly kind of been a failed prospect. So in the meantime, they're going to just look like they did last year, but instead of Boykin or Dez Bryant out there, it's going to be Sammy Watkins across from Marquise Brown. But it's clear we think that these guys are good because, I mean, it's their top wide receiver, but I honestly don't think that their wide receiver core is any better than the Eagles has been the last couple of years. And we give the Eagles so much credit, and we give Jalen Hurts so much credit for saying that how bad their wide receiver core was. I don't think the Ravens core was any better. And look at what Lamar was doing terrible with them.
I think it was worse. Willie Snead was...
I mean, you got Andrews to Ertz or Goddard as far as comparable. Those are solid players. Yeah. But as far as the wide receivers, it's just as messed up. I know Marquise Brown was a big pick and everyone was high on him, but I never was high. So, anyway, enough on
what?
Enough on Lamar.
Sorry.
Oh. I get some love on the comments.
So my wife comments on here, FYI, Uncle Steve is my nemesis. So this goes back.
Yeah.
This history goes back quite a way. And it actually began in fantasy football. Yeah. My wife absolutely hates fantasy football now.
But she was playing.
But she used to play fantasy football just to spend time with me, right? Because she is a rock star. Yeah. But there was a time.
That's the only time we spent time with.
So I'm trying to remember how it went down.
It was Donovan McNabb. I sent her a trade offer.
Oh, boy.
She rejected the trade offer. I said, you're going to regret this when he gets hurt next week.
And then he got hurt the next week.
Wait, the guy that you were wanted to trade for.
Yeah.
So you jinxed the player that you wanted.
Well, but she was trading him. That's why.
So you're like, good, I don't want him because he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's
Uncle Steve jinxed.
Yeah, she's come after me for that ever since.
I'll get him in Frankenstein this year. Don't worry.
You got me last year.
I got him last year for you. I got him last year for you in Frankenstein. I'll get him again. I'm coming for Uncle Steve. You heard it here. By the way, Frankenstein draft starts tomorrow night. Donovan McNabb. She remembers Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Man, some of those Eagles teams are pretty good with McNabb and Westbrook and Dawkins and
Owens.
Pre-Owens. Who is that defensive tackle they had? Or D-end? I can't think of his name. Right?
They had White?
No. That was way back. But whatever.
You said before that.
I'm saying Westbrook, Dawkins, like before Kirby T.O. McCutcheon? They were. Hughes or Hugh Douglas?
Yep.
Hugh Douglas. Oh. There we go. All right. Justin, what's something you're looking forward to this season?
So he kind of touched on the Colts a little bit, so I'll save this one for the end. But one thing that I'm really excited about is the Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk show because, for one, those are both players that I just really enjoy watching, period. Like we were talking about earlier, enjoying the game. Like if I don't have a dog in the fight with those two on a fantasy team, then I'm going to watch them just to watch football. And I think either way that they go with quarterback, those two are still going to eat. So. So I'm looking forward to watching them play on Sundays.
Yeah, and I like them both. They're both so similar.
Yeah.
And they're both so explosive. It's going to be interesting to see how they're utilized. You know, if their offensive coordinator can, I guess create equal opportunities for both of them because I think they're both very good. And I think the ADP on them is
significant. Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah. And in the draft, the home league draft we did this past week, I was within four picks or five picks. And I knew I was going to take one of them either way, and they both went right before I got the pick. So,
oh, man.
Yeah,
so you jinxed them. You jinxed yourself.
Yeah, because I had that high expectation that I was definitely going to get them. But yeah, so that ADP was right there together. So it would have been.
I got IU.
You, yeah. He got IU. He took it.
So that would have been the fifth round, like at the 4-5 turn you got him?
I got him later than that. Like, I think I got him sixth round.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So like after pick number around between 60 and 70 is probably where they're going. All right, Rich, what's something you're looking forward to this season?
Antonio Gibson. turn it into the season. I got him ranked 10 starting out the season.
I
got him.
You gotta put it on the
Antonio Gibson is gonna be Christian McCaffrey after this year. And I think with the opportunity, the way their offense is set up, I think it's gonna propel him in the next season where he's gonna be the next Christian McCaffrey.
Memphis,
that's what I'm looking for.
Memphis is a running back factor. Let's say this too. Might be getting a little crazy. All right, let's get crazy together.
Okay, what's up?
Kenneth Gainwell is going to outscore Miles Sanders this year.
I'll take it.
I'm just going there.
Here's the problem about Memphis backs. Whoever's running Memphis keeps playing the wrong running backs.
Right.
Because the ones they bench are actually the good ones
right,
in the NFL.
Right.
And the ones that they play all the time in college don't do anything in the NFL.
It's very bizarre.
Insert Darrell Henderson, baby.
Right. Well, yeah. Henderson and what? Penny, right?
No, Penny.
I'm thinking
Memphis.
Penny
went to San Diego State.
Who's the other one, though? I'm thinking the other one. Well, Gainwell. They play Gainwell a ton.
Pollard, and they played
Henderson a ton.
Right.
But Pollard was better behind Henderson, and Gibson was better behind Gainwell.
Right.
No, I was trying to argue against you and say that Darrell Henderson's going to prove that wrong.
Man.
Probably not. And I don't know if I truly believe Gainwell's going to outscore Miles Sanders. But we're on a Memphis tangent right now. We're props to Memphis. That's where we're actually – after this episode, we're packing it up. We're headed to Memphis.
Oh, okay. All right. So I hope my wife's not still watching. We need to work out these details first.
All right. We got somebody else showing up at the door soon as they knock on the door. Say the bus is ready. All right. Uncle Steve, what are you looking forward to?
Well, somebody kind of stole some of my thunder, but the Washington football team is what I was going to go with. More than just Gibson. The wide receivers on this team are some playmakers also. And I'm thinking, you know, I would really love to see my NFC Washington play my Colts in the Super Bowl, but it probably ain't going to happen. But
that would be a classic. That would be like a throwback-style Super Bowl.
But I think with Fitz back here throwing the rock around, this offense could be really fun to watch. And that's what my expectation of it is anyway.
So the Packers aren't your NFC team?
Oh,
wow. Okay.
I've known you since
I was a kid. I always thought that was the thing. So
I really had never had a NFC team. It's always been either Pittsburgh Steelers or the Colts.
Okay.
But you got two AFC teams?
Well, until that game where the Pittsburgh kind of cheated and beat the Colts.
Okay.
The AFC championship game where they ran out of bounds and come back in and caught the touchdown. It's like, that was bittersweet for me. But I still do kind of like Pittsburgh, yes.
Back to Fitzmagic, though. I want to say something because I like it and I agree. But I'm really tired of hearing people quote the stat that Fitz hasn't finished a season with any team in like 5 years or something like that. Because when people are saying that, they're completely divorcing the context of all of those situations from reality. Like, this is not the same situation as any of those cases. He is not brought in to be a bridge quarterback to Heineke.
Right.
No,
right.
He is brought in to be the starter. In none of those other situations was he supposed to be the man. He was always a mentor or a bridge, either to Winston or to Tua. And none of the – or he just plain got injured, which could happen again, sure, but – I keep on hearing that, and I just want to say, stop it. It's silly, and it's completely out of context.
It's silly. You heard it here. That's silly.
And
stop that shit.
Stop fading Fitz.
We are also a very pro Fitzmagic show. But
We're also very serious.
Yeah.
In redrafts.
Don't be silly.
Yeah.
Joshua just said.
For cereal.
Don't be silly. Cut the shit.
For cereal.
And he also said redraft.
I know Uncle Steve listens to this show, even if he doesn't want to give us credit, because we've been talking about Washington football team since last year.
Yes, especially the defense. That's why I didn't go to defense, because I heard a lot last year about the defense.
That's what I'm looking forward to this year. Again, I'm a Cowboys fan, so it sounds crazy, but I actually don't hate Washington. I don't like the Eagles. I hate the Eagles. I don't like the Giants. But Washington, I guess, they really haven't been a thorn in my side, and I like the way they're building. I like the players in their team.
Right.
So I guess, you know, and I hated the Cowboys last year. As a Cowboys fan, I hated them. I like Washington's building. I think their defense is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think it's possible they're the best defense in football this year, but we don't need to keep talking about Washington. You've listened to the show. You heard me say enough about them. But that is something I'm looking forward to. I love defensive football. I'm looking forward to see some slugfests, like just especially like as it gets colder, like November, December, like that's when the defense really steps up, and that's when running back, like that's when they're going to need to rely on Antonio Gibson. So hopefully by then he's healthy and they're ready to run him into the ground.
For Fitzpatrick for the Hall of Fame.
Fitz. Well, we're here in Canton, so we can go maybe we can go.
I'm going to go drop his name.
All right, Joshua, what's another thing you're looking forward to this season?
Well, you brought up before about how you don't like watching any big games with people or anything.
Correct.
I have not it's been a long time since I've been able to tell anyone that to commit to going to their Super Bowl party because I'm a Patriots fan. And so we were in it every year. And so I never knew whether I would be able to go to a Super Bowl party because the Patriots might be in it. And I don't want to go to a party if the Patriots are in it. Also, though,
I knew I should answer.
You'll
the
be able to go this year,
but
I should have left the door shut.
I'm still a Brady fan. Don't believe what you hear about Patriots fans being mad about Brady. Not true. We still love him. We still love the guy. What more can we ask? I know there's probably some idiots out there, but anyway.
But they hate N'Keal Harry.
And I think on towards titles. I think I called Tom Brady Super Bowl last year, and I'm looking forward to him burning down the league again this year. Because this
bold claims, this Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. This is Paul Gainwell beat down Miles Sanders style bowl.
I'm not talking about Super Bowl.
We just have to count all the special circumstances that happen along the season to get
for
him there.
Your fantasy team all season. Look at the end of last season after their bye, after they had Antonio Brown and Mike Evans and Godwin, everyone then in back, and look at those games. Freddie was on fire, and I thought
you just called him Freddie.
No, Brady's on fire. You're gonna see that all season. They're just gonna burn down the league.
So as a Colts fan, I have to give him props. He did find ways to figure out how to get in on a regular basis, and very talented quarterback, won a lot of Super Bowls. So what I'm looking forward to most is this finally being the year that we see a Tom Brady noodle arm. Come on, damn it.
We saw Roethlisberger.
We deserve this.
Where's the clip?
We've had to deal with this shit for 2 decades. We deserve a noodle arm, Brady. We deserve it.
It could happen. This could be the year. You know, this could be the year, but I'm not betting on it. I will not. All right, Justin, what are you looking forward to this season?
So the next thing I have is that extremely young and talented New York Jets offense. I know it sounds crazy to think that I'm going to enjoy watching the New York Jets play football.
It's crazy for anybody to say that, not just you.
But, I mean, Elijah Moore, Denzel Mims, and Corey Davis. You got Zach Wilson throwing the ball. I think Michael Carter is going to have a real shot at taking that starting position early.
Yeah.
And why not? Why not let your rookies and your young guys have all the opportunities starting off? I feel like Salia, the new coach, is going to do whatever it takes to get those guys some experience. And I think by the end of the year, if they start to click, they're going to be a really talented offense and something fun to watch. And since the defense is still probably going to suck, they're going to have to sling the ball. So I think it's going to be entertaining.
Denzel Mims, odd man out. Still got Jamison Crowder there.
Still mad I couldn't sell him this offseason.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was talking about the young guys.
Did you hear they said – so Mims supposedly had bad salmon this summer, had bad fish, and he got very sick. He lost 20 pounds from it. Like he said, he was throwing up for weeks.
Wow.
So they're saying he hasn't fully – like his body – like that's why he's been practicing with like the third team. So that's either BS – or it's real, and he's, you know, who knows what he's in. But, coming out of Baylor.
See, this is why you should stick with bacon cheeseburgers, guys.
Right. So Baylor wide receivers is the opposite of Memphis running backs because Baylor wide receivers come to the NFL and they suck.
You know why you don't give Michael Thomas all the opportunity? Because you got another young guy,
Michael
quarterback.
Michael.
Who you don't Michael Carter. Sorry.
Gotcha.
You know why I don't start him? Because you got a rookie franchise quarterback that you don't want to die back there.
Well, who's the other option?
When this little 5'7" guy is trying to block.
So the other option's Tevin Coleman, right? Because the other
he'll be done by week 2.
Right, because it's Michael Pirine.
And Michael
Pirine. But he's
and honestly, young. Honestly, you know? I've taken the sneaky route in fantasy with Michael Pirine, getting him extremely late everywhere. So I mean, a part of me really hopes that you're right about that.
But. Yeah, he had good film at Florida.
I think it's gonna be classic committee.
Right. I mean, but I think Carter could still. I think it could be Pirine and Carter, and I think they still could be. They're not going to be RB1 or RB2 for you in fantasy, but as a flex play, I think you might be able to get a flex play out of it, which for a rookie that you're going to be able to get late, that's fine. I think Michael Carter is going to have some games similar to Giovanni Bernard games his rookie year. You know, because Giovanni Bernard wasn't elite his rookie year, but he had games where it was like, that's good numbers. And I think you're going to be able to get that from him. And then we were expecting Bernard to, after that rookie year, take a step. And I don't know if he ever really did, but I think we could see that from Michael Carter this year. And I'm not being lazy. I'm not saying it just because they both went to North Carolina. I'm not saying it because they're both little guys. No, I think they have different styles. But I do think in a committee, you know, you're going to get – and also given the expectations from Bernard his rookie year, they weren't too high. I think we can get similar from Michael Carter this year. So, Rich, what's another thing you're looking forward to this year?
I'm going to be looking forward to Josh's favorite team, Patriots, and Matt Jones. Coming in, Matt Jones is going to be coming in and taking over for Cam Newton. And look, I know we just won preseason game, but we had this conversation.
This was part of our personal entertainment on the way here. So,
I get it. It was one preseason game, but he did look good. He did look good and stuff like that. And
never mind all the reports from the last 3 months. He looked good in one preseason game.
I get it, but I look forward to him because I saw this 2 years ago when I drafted him in a Debbie League before he even started for Alabama.
Rich saw it.
So, some guys are just gamers.
It's Rich. Yeah. It's Rich.
It's true. That's true.
All right. Rich Stradamus over here.
Josh, what do you think?
You don't break college QBR records and you're bad.
Yeah. Just saying. Yeah. Josh said it.
Unless he would have decided to keep the number 50. Then we could agree, like you were talking about earlier, then we could agree he's trash.
Yeah.
But since he switched his number, I'm willing to give him a chance.
That's just the Patriots. That's just the culture.
They have some knob like Devontae Smith had a very good year last year. So it's like we're going to find out if it was the chicken or the egg.
But here's the thing, though.
It's both. Right. So
Mac Jones is going to make everybody else better on the team. Cam Newton is not.
If it was both, we're going to look back.
So it's probably the quarterback.
If it was both, a few years from now, after we know it's both, we're going to look back on that Alabama team and be able to say, like, we're going to look at it in a different light. Once we see them both do it separately, it's going to be like, man, we were watching something that I don't think we realized.
Yeah.
What we were watching, because it was, top level stuff.
So I want to stick with what I was saying about Mac Jones at the beginning of the season,
and
even leading up to the draft before we even knew where he was going to land. And I still feel this way. I feel very strongly that he's going to be a long-term, long-time quarterback. He's not going to be anything flashy or great for dynasty, but I think he'll be great for a team, like an Eli Manning sort of guy.
Okay.
Like I feel strongly that he'll be able to lead the team in the right spots and hopefully the team that he is defeating in, at the end is his own Patriots, just like Eli did.
A lot of Patriot cult hate here.
I was gonna go more Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins.
I was gonna say
don't tie in Washington and Raiders.
Yeah, no, I can feel that. Yeah.
Justin.
But that's what I mean. Like nothing flashy, nothing amazing for fantasy purposes. Mm-hmm. So
he's not a running quarterback.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. But
what are you looking forward to this season, Justin?
So I think the last thing I had left on my list is Jonathan Taylor. As a Colts fan, I want to save that for last. Jonathan Taylor. In the history of the NFL, since I've been keeping these stats, there's only been 138 cases where a running back has had 2,000 all-purpose yards. And I am completely confident that he's going to have 2,000 all-purpose yards.
He's got an extra game.
Easily. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm throwing that in there, too. So it's not Super Bowl, right. But still 138 times. Like, the last one on that list, number 138 at 2001, was Zeke Elliott a couple years ago. So, I mean, and he had an incredible fantasy season. So if I really feel that way, then I'm really believing he's going to have an incredible fantasy season.
Chef Stradamus predicted that it's either Chubb or Jonathan Taylor are going to lead the league in rushing this year. So there's a good chance he breaks that 2,000 all-purpose yards. Chef Stradamus saw it.
So there's too many mouths to feed in the Colts backfield for him to do it.
Listen, if you've ever been to an aquarium, and in that aquarium you watch the people who feed the sharks, there could be 20 sharks in the tank.
I understand. But there's the big also sharks, a handler,
the
like
big
the
sharks
coach, that don't allow the big shark to get out there. He holds them back.
If they're all in
the
tank. If they're
playoffs.
All in the tank at the same time, okay, and they throw the food in that tank, the big shark's going to eat.
It's extremely difficult to come back and play the way you played before from an Achilles injury for Marlon Mack. That's a tough thing to do. And I know he's a 1,000-yard rusher. I get that.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy. But I don't know. That's kind of hard for me to picture. And then Hines getting third down stuff, I get that. But Jonathan Taylor can catch the ball too. He proved it last year.
You know what I'm looking forward to? All of these narratives that we have, like, playing out. And
or not playing out.
Well, like they're going to play out, and it's either going to be like the real story is going to play out, you know, and all of this talk is going to mean nothing because we're really going to find out what's really happening. And like I'm looking forward to that. Like I'm done with the like. Yes, I love talking about it, but like I'm excited to see how it plays out. You know what I mean, Joshua? What's another thing you're looking forward to this season?
Well, we can share our love for Jonathan Taylor, but I had to let you have that one, so I'll go a different way. I was surprised by my own projection this year for DeAndre Swift, and I'm really excited to see what
Talk
he
me
can
into
do.
Him, please.
Okay, so look, you look at Dan Campbell's history with a lesser talent, Lamar Miller, when he was interim head coach with Miami. No problem with usage. Great usage. Okay, lesser talent with Lamar Miller. Then you look at how Anthony Lynn, the new offensive coordinator, people are worried about it for Swift because of Anthony Lynn. I don't understand that. It's a positive. Look at how he utilized Eckler and Melvin Gordon in the passing game. I know they had Rivers and he loves passing the running backs. That helped. But still, people thought that the split between Gordon and Eckler was a bad thing. No, he had two good running backs and he used them well. And Swift, I think, is a very good at that. You can say Jamal Williams is going to take stuff, but look what Jamal Williams took from Aaron Jones, and yet Aaron Jones was still a top six running back. I don't think Swift's getting all the touchdowns Aaron Jones was. That's just a function of the team and the offense success. But a lot of receiving work, so in your PPR leagues, I think he's going to really surprise if he can stay healthy. Sky's the limit for him. If I had to pick one of these guys, it's going to be like the next kind of explosive Kamara PPR kind of receiving all-around back. And he is built to be a receiving back, all-around back, more than Alvin Kamara. So if I had to pick one, I know it's probably between him and Gibson, admittedly. But right now, I'd go with Swift.
Question. Conversation we had in the car on the way up here.
There was.
Jamar Jefferson. How does he figure into this?
Supposedly he's looked good.
Is he the goal line?
I don't know. I mean, he was slow and unexplosive in testing. Sometimes they look different on the field than.
I don't think
he'd
be the goal line though.
I think he's just a backup.
I think Williams would be the goal line. I like Jermar. I was shocked. I was pretty high on him going into the process. I think he's more of a, even though he was slower, of a big play threat. You know, between the 20s rather than a guy. Like, you're going to try to find him space. And I don't think the goal line – clearly the goal line isn't that. I think that'll be Jamal Williams.
And the final piece is they don't have receivers.
Amon-Ra, man. People are beating the Amon-Ra St. Brown's drum right now.
That's fine because, you know what, look at Goff's history.
Right.
There's plenty of short slot and intermediate targets to go around if your quarterback is named Jared Goff. because that's all he can throw.
Hawkinson.
So he's just going to be Heffron, Amon-Ra, Hawkinson, and Swift, or whatever running back he can dump it off to.
There you go. All
right.
There you go. So the Detroit Lions, because I got to keep – I'm keeping Swift in the league that was standard, and it's moving to half-point PPR. I'm keeping CeeDee Lamb, who I drafted, you know, decently late because it's redraft. And I got Swift decently late last year, but I'm nervous about him just because I could also keep DJ Moore and shore up my receiver core. But I'll keep Swift. All right, the last one I'm looking forward to this year is Zeke on a mission. Fit Zeke. I think Zeke's a gamer. I think Zeke was like 30 yards from 1,000 yards last year, and he missed a game and a half. I think the demise of Zeke is very highly overspoken. I think he didn't have much help last year. The offensive line is in shambles. Anybody who tells you the Cowboys' offensive line is great hasn't watched the Dallas Cowboys the last 2.5 years. So that's garbage. That being said, he looks like he's in elite shape right now. I think he's mentally – he doesn't care about anything but winning. Like, that's the picture I get from him. He won at every level. He won at high school. He won at college. And he's not like Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith's the anti-Zeke. Like, Jalen – you know, Jalen's over there celebrating when we're losing by 30 points. Where Zeke, on the other hand, you could tell, you know, he wants to win. And I think he knows what people have been saying about him. And I think he's going to crush it this year. I think he's going to be great value. What were you going to say, Rich?
I do have him ranked third this for redraft. So
where can you find our redraft rankings, Rich?
On our new ToiletsandTitles.com.
Well, where can you find our redraft rankings? FusionFSP.com.
You can go to ToiletsandTitles.com, read some articles, check it out. Click the link that will take you to the FusionFSP.com.
Josh, I'm so sorry.
That's fine. It would have got us there. It would have got us there.
ToiletsandTitles.com, we have a link that sends you to FusionFSP.com. We've been doing ranks with Joshua. This is the second season, so that's where our rankings are. That's where their home is, okay? And I like to think of it as a mighty fine home, a comfortable home. I think our rankings are comfortable there. Does anybody else have any other things they're looking forward to the season, or do we wrap this thing up?
Bonus. We need a question. Ramondre Stevenson. Anything on it last night?
Man, for somebody who ran like 93 yards, he didn't look like he was lumbering. Like, you know, he didn't look great in the open field.
I want him to be good. He's from OU.
Okay, now Boomer's coming out. We were talking a few minutes ago before the show. You're not a college guy.
Yeah. One's up with it.
He lies. He doesn't want to let you into his
no,
circle of trust.
No, before the show. You weren't here, remember?
You weren't here. You just showed up.
I was watching the show on the way.
On your way here. Smart. All right, I think we can wrap this thing up. I want to let everybody know that today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure, and gambling, there will be no gambling in this house. So if you're the person whose house we're renting this from, there will be no gambling, especially after 11 o'clock. We're going to be really quiet after 11 o'clock. All right, be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. Check out ToiletsandTitles.com. Check out FusionFFB.com. Justin, what are you going
to
say?
I was going to say, don't forget to remind them about the competition tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night, if you're in Frankenstank. All right.
Is that what you were going to say? Oh.
If you're in Frankenstank, we're doing a friendly competition. We're going to – we got three divisions. So three 12-team divisions, and each of us is going to represent a division, and we're going to have a Mario Kart live stream. We're going to be racing on the big screen TV up here. We're going to live stream it. And whoever wins in whatever division he represents is going to be able to say, hey, I want my division to start draft first. Or he can say, no, I want my division to draft last. So it depends on the strategy. So the first draft is going to start, I think I said, tomorrow night at 10. The second draft, or 8 or 10. The second draft is going to start the following day at noon. And the final draft is going to start the following day at 8 or 10. So somewhere around those lines. So they're going to be staggered by about 12 hours each. So it's on the line. So we're not going to release this as an episode, or it's just going to be fun. You can come in, especially if you're in Frankenstein, check it out. We're going to be on there. But Joshua, you want to say something as well?
I was just going to close out here. I wanted to say something for anyone still hanging out with us. But I have had the pleasure of hanging out with these guys from knowing Justin before it was Tiles, him introducing me to John and all these other great guys. And if you're not following these guys, what they've put together in this past year, it's fantastic. It's been so much fun watching it, and thanks for them allowing me to be a little bit a part of it. So if you're not following them, be sure you are, because a lot of good stuff is happening here.
Thank you.
You're not just a little bit a part of it. You're a big part of it, because that chat that you started, the Fusion FFB chat, and after we got like six or seven of us in there, I think he realized that that's all he could really handle of us. So he won't allow anybody else in there. It's a very exclusive group. It's a dynamite group, and a lot of us are here this weekend. But that chat is what kind of helped motivate me and kind of opened me up into this community to the point where I was willing to accept John's invite to get this whole mess started. So you're more than just a little bit of a part of it, for sure.
You can say a whole mess, because it gets messy. I get a little. I like to think of our chats as like a table, and I just throw shit out there on the table. And sometimes the table's messy, but we organize it, and we brought on more people to try to organize it, and it looks tidier and tidier. And now it's table's gotten bigger.
I usually just get stressed out and eat what's on the table.
The table's gotten bigger. The plates have gotten bigger. What we're putting on the plates have gotten nicer. The meals are getting better, so just follow us along and come eat with us. All right, that's another Zeke plug. Rich, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
I don't remember.
Rich doesn't remember. All right, that's it.
He's been up for like 20 hours.
The cue to wrap it up. This is episode number 74. I'm getting real close to get off this thing. I appreciate you all. Hey, if you're at the expo, come meet up with us. We'll be walking around. I'll be in Canton tomorrow at the Hall of Fame walking around with my son Emmett. I know these guys are all going to be at draft night out. We're going to be going to dinner tomorrow night. We got a lot of things planned here. We're very excited to be together, and we will catch you all later on.